Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are now glad to announce the all-new Prime Minister of the UK, PM Dimps McDean.
Thank you. People of Great Britain, I promise to fix the UK, focusing on our healthcare and education mainly. But I will cut taxes for the poor and increase taxes for the rich, as well as better education. I will tackle unemployment and make sure every Brit gets a job and the career of their dreams.
6 weeks later.
What a complete and utter shambles. You know what? I quit. Wait, are we live?
Yes, we are, Mr. Prime Minister.
It is with great regret that I will be standing down as Prime Minister of the UK.
It is with great pleasure I introduce the new Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Sol Rogensi.
Thank you. I will be better and tackle all aspects and much, much more, such as global warming, compared to my predecessor.
6 weeks later.
You know what? I can't deal with this. I'm done.
Sir, you're live.
Oh, am I? Oh. People of the United Kingdom, I will be stepping down as this has hindered my personal life. I wish the next Prime Minister all the best.
Introducing the new Prime Minister of Great Britain, Liz Nia.
I am here today to usher in a new era of prosperity and social well-being. As we look into the future and move forward, I will endeavour to support those in need, those who aspire, and everyone who wishes to help drive this nation forward.
6 weeks later.
This is too much. I'm done.
Mr. Prime Minister, you're live, sir.
people of Great Britain. Fortunately, I'm leaving the position of Prime Minister. I'm unable to get anything done with the bunch of inept members of Parliament currently residing in the House.
What is going on with the UK and its politics and economics and everything? Well, let's find out. See you in a sec. Hi, and welcome back to this episode. Today at the table, we have UK politics and current state of affairs. And it looks like it could be the end of our show right here.
What do you mean, Dims? We've just started the show.
Well, you know what they say. If you don't want hate, then don't discuss these two things, which are religion, which we've already discussed with our believe or not to believe episode.
Oh, you mean episode 35, part of the deep dive series. If you haven't listened to the episode, I would advise you give it a listen. It's a good episode.
Yeah, it's a great episode, and that's correct, that's the one. But today, we're discussing the second big no-no, which is UK politics and current affairs.
So let's get back to the topic in hand and talk about the current state of UK politics and current affairs.
Yes, today we have a very special guest joining us. I'm proud to present the Prime Minister of Great Britain. Wait a minute. You're not the PM. You're Niz Neo. Sol, what happened? I thought you were booking the PM.
What do you mean? I'm not your personal secretary.
Well, I guess Niz Neo will have to do then. Welcome back, Niz, you old rascal.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me back. Interesting episode you have here, politics. Unfortunately, I think it's a bit of a joke now. The people who are in it have picked it as a career path rather than as a service to their nation and its people. But I'm waffling on here a bit, so I'll let you get on with the show.
Right then, let's get straight into it then. So, do you want to elaborate on that one, Niz?
Well, yeah. When you became a politician before, you did it because you wanted to make an actual difference and you had some honour, some dignity about you. Whereas these days, it's an actual career path because it leads on to high paid, not jobs, because they don't actually end up working, but just being a nomination, you know, like a non-executive. So look at where Mr. Osborne went. He was a chancellor. He's moved on to some finance firm and is being paid a ludicrous amount of money each week.
Mm.
Then look at all of the others who recently have moved on. You know, David Cameron, he's left his position as PM, but then he's taken on a non-executive role where he's receiving money as well. It's become a career. It's no longer a service.
I think all politicians lie to some degree. I think through the ages, they've always, you know, over-promised and under-delivered. It's like their sort of stick.
Yeah, but previously, you know, there was a bit of honour and dignity about them. Like, you know, if they made a mistake, heads would roll. And they would do it themselves. They weren't pushed out.
Mm.
They would say, we've made a mistake and I'm leaving. Now it's like, you know, you got to wrestle
slap on the wrist and that's it.
Hmm?
But you got to wrestle
the wrist and that's
slap
it.
On the wrist.
Yeah, but you got to wrestle the keys out of their hands as well. Like, they don't want to leave their position. No, prove me wrong, show me this.
I think they're leaving the position too quick, don't you think? Like when it gets, like, when the tough gets going, or when the going gets tough. What is it? When the going gets tough.
The tough gets going.
Yeah, so basically, it's just like Cameron, you said, too difficult. Does one. Boris does one. What's the other one called?
Well, Boris didn't do one, though, did he? David Cameron did one.
Yeah.
Boris,
and the other, Boris, other one, Trudy, is it Trudy? What's her name?
The Theresa lettuce. May. She no. didn't.
Is that Theresa May.
No, that's not the lettuce. So in the last 5 years, 7 years, we've had lots of prime ministers, and only two elections we've had. So the people who were elected were David Cameron, and we elected Boris Johnson.
Did we?
Well, the nation, as a nation, we did. As an individual, no, I didn't vote for him.
So as a nation, what do you think are the biggest issues facing the UK right now regarding politics and current affairs?
Standard of living.
That's it.
Cost of living.
But it's your standard of living. Yeah, your cost of living dictates how you live.
Exactly. Your wage packet.
Yeah. So, you know, where I used to buy Walker's crisps, I'm now buying Tesco's own brand.
Tesco, if a little helps.
Ooh, posh, aren't you?
Yeah, but that is literally the choice, though, isn't
it? It's a hard life. Hard not life there for, isn't it?
Yeah. People like us, we're shopping in Lidl and Aldi.
We're doing that anyway. Before, oh, so, do you think we're in a recession right now? Because it's not opening like when we were previously in a recession. You heard it everywhere. Are we at the cusp of the beginning of a recession, or are we actually in a recession? And it's just not common. They've not actually outwardly said it because they don't want to panic people.
No. I think they have said it. We're in a recession.
Well, they have.
Has it been declared? I must have missed that. Must have missed the memo on that one.
We're in a recession, but I've had an interesting discussion with several people about this, because quite a lot of people don't like mentioning Brexit, that is a major
factor
in the hardship that the British people are facing.
Most definitely, I would agree with that.
And then you've got all of these Brexiteers, you know, we're going to take our country back. Well, I don't think you have, actually. All you've done is made it worse for yourself.
Yep. So people will argue it wasn't Brexit, it was CVID that made it.
Brexit was the Some starting point, isn't that, it?
Yeah.
No, but then it carries on in it. It's the after
it
effect.
On. Yeah. The thing is, well, we've still not made any decent trade agreements.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now what's going to happen with the imports? The cost of fruit and veg is going to go up.
Exactly. It already has. You put like 4 items in your basket, it's like 20 quid. Like 20 quid it's like the equivalent of what 10 quid was not too long ago.
Inflation.
It's not as bad as Americans. You've seen the price of a lettuce there?
No.
It's like $5 or something like that.
That's crazy.
Was it last year that the pound dropped to its lowest ever in history?
It was last year.
When the lettuce was on.
Yeah.
In about November, wasn't it?
No wonder she left.
When they did the snap budget with Kwasi Kwarteng.
Yeah, it was about roughly equal to a dollar.
But then did they not go back on the budget that they set out? They actually went back on several things because they...
But that's after Rishi Sunak came to power with... what's his name? Jeremy Hunt?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Brexit is a major factor.
Mm-hmm.
COVID is a factor as well. But Brexit is going to impact us for a lot longer. It's going to impact our ability to recover as well.
Can't you just go back to it? Like, ignore Brexit?
Well,
it's like, it's almost like divorce. It's like if you go back to the same relationship, it's never going to be the same because we've been out and now we're back.
It's interesting you say that. I think we're going to go back into Europe, we're just going to have to wait about 30 years while the old people who voted for Brexit pop their clogs.
Dead. Yeah.
And then the generation who voted to stay in Europe move forward. Because at the end of the day, you know what? When I make a vote, I'm actually not thinking about myself.
True, yeah.
I'm thinking about the next generation. And I think we've now come to a society where we're selfish and we're not selfless.
Yeah.
So if I'm voting, I'm going to make sure I'm picking people who are going to create a future for our young generation, not for me. You know, I'm probably 20 years off of being 6 feet under.
I won't say that. It's not soon. You're not that old, Niz.
No, but he's just implying. He's not saying he's just
being his morbid self.
He's just being morbid.
Yeah. But like, the thing with Brexit and EU, like if EU took us back, and let's say it's an if, because there was talk about a referendum after Brexit, people saying, oh, let's, because some people were against it. If they did, let's say 30 years' time, it still wouldn't be how it was once was. It'll be a new relationship. It'll be like this. It's like I'm saying, it's like a relationship where you leave and then you come back. It's never quite the same because you've sort of left them once and it's like, okay. Now it's going to be a different dynamic. So who knows how that will play out. But you foresee that then? You foresee, in your opinion, you think that's likely?
I think so. I think so, yes. Because, you know, all we've done is ended up...
We've isolated ourselves, isn't it? Yeah, we're already an island. We're a tiny little island.
Yeah, but that's why I didn't understand that. We're a tiny island. Why do we turn around and say, oh, we could be so much... we'd be so great.
I was leaving, like... you know, the EU and whatnot. How do you think that's sort of affected us as a country and our relationship with internationally with other countries?
How it's impacted us, you know, detrimentally, because now there were two leaders in America when this was going through. So if you remember, Obama, he spoke out against it. Obama said, you're making a mistake if you leave Europe, you know.
Or was he against it? I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, Obama was against it, yeah. Then you had Trump, who was all for it.
So the Hadouken then. Right, okay, yeah.
So he was all for it. He was saying, yeah, yous need to be separate, yous need to. But no one realizes America is a nation of states.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. No, it's a nation. No, it's a nation of states. It's just like the European Union.
Mm-hmm.
The European Union is a nation of states.
Yes.
And that's what America is. America is a union of states. So they've got a system that's the same as the European Union, but yet here Trump is telling Great Britain to leave it. It's better to be in something that you don't like, because you'll then have a level of influence, rather than being on the outside saying you're no good.
Yeah, like we said earlier, we just isolate ourselves.
But is that from experience then, Niz?
No comment.
How's another episode completely. How has it impacted the citizens of UK? I mean, again, probably you'd probably say detrimentally.
It's made us poorer.
Yeah. I'm thinking travel is one way that we've been impacted, because... Mm-hmm.
Employment. So say about youngsters, you know, as they grow up, there was a Schengen zone, which was all of Europe.
What zone? Sorry?
Hadouken! Schengen, they used to call it. So it's free travel and trade between the nations and jobs as well. You can go and work. You could have gone and worked anywhere within the EU. Poland, Germany, France, Italy, Portugal, Greece, anywhere. Whereas now, if you find a job in one of those countries, you'll have to apply for a visa. Then you'll have to ask your employer to sponsor you to get that visa and then move over to work there.
Yes, it's made it harder in many aspects. Education.
Import as well. I mean, this is from my personal experience. Buying stuff from China was a lot cheaper. Now it's like same price as you'd get it from here.
After the taxes. It's not as fruitful as it was,
Hadouken!
So, I mean, we did a little role play at the beginning, being PM. So if you were PM, obviously you can't change everything. That's, what's one thing you would focus on to get this country back up on its feet again?
Well, that's a hard one.
That's a hard one, yeah, I was going to think.
Because we're getting back.
Brexit will be the main one.
You try reverse that.
Yeah, reverse that.
So I'd probably tackle NHS first. That'd be my sort of go-to, because health is so important. So, Sol, you're more on Brexit. You're trying to get that reversed, which, again, I think is a great point.
That would actually help, influx of inundated staff, because... You know, I'm not being awkward here, but the jobs, certain jobs that are available, the British people won't take it. I'm not being awkward or rude here. I'm just saying as it is.
No, and that's true, because if you actually check since Brexit, the government's had to, on several occasions, pass laws to allow visas for people to come from abroad. Perfect example is the harvest. So during the summer,
yes, there wasn't enough. Picking fruits, yeah.
Exactly, yes. Mm-hmm. There wasn't enough of them. Now, I know someone who lives in Lincolnshire within a countryside village, and literally they were offering people £22 an hour just to do picking.
I'd do that.
Why are you telling us these after? We're struggling financially, help us out, bro. And he's like, comes out with his nuggets afterwards.
Yeah, but what do you expect? He shops in Tesco's, isn't it?
You should do the picking, then you won't have to buy Tesco's own brand.
Tesco, never little helps.
The thing is, no one here would do it. So they had to then allow, special visas to get people over from Eastern Europe. And this is where the workers.
Do you actually know anyone that's done this, like personally?
Gone there and done the work? No. So not even the person who I spoke to, they didn't even go and do it either. I mean, I would have gone. I would have maybe stayed at their house, that individual. Mm. I would have said to him, listen, I'll pay you rent. Just give me one of your rooms.
I'll
come here for that. I'll come here for the harvest season, and we'll do it. But then, look at all the nurses and doctors as well. Their special visas. I heard from an individual in Pakistan, and apparently, the Foreign Office, not the Foreign Office, the consulate in Pakistan. You know, they were recruiting nurses from Pakistan.
But as a country, what could we do? So if you either were in charge of the country or you had that influence, what would you do to like sort of keep us maintaining? Because it seems like we're going downhill. I speak to people on the hill, you know, oh, it's a sinking ship. The UK, you need to get out. There's a lot of fear around. There's a lot of uncertainty around. So what would you do to either get us back on track or even maintain, because it seems like we're not even maintaining that well anymore.
Well, it's a hard one. Whoever came in would have to make some very harsh decisions that people might not like.
Don't say raise taxes, because I think people are, you know, struggling as it is. Thing, wasn't it? Heat or eat.
Yeah.
Yes.
We've not actually touched on the energy crisis. That's another one. But I hear that's globally though.
It is in Europe.
There's other aspects as well, isn't it? I mean, obviously the ongoing, you know, war.
Oh, in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's political as well.
Really affecting us?
It's the main reason. It's the main reason
gas for prices.
The energy crisis. Yeah. It's also the main reason for the increase in food, because Ukraine was the largest producer of flour and the grain that gets used in a lot of food. They're also Russia's one of the biggest suppliers of gas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to Europe anyway.
Yes.
So when you reduce those two things in the market, then you've got less to play with, but an entire globe fighting for smaller resources. So it goes back to the supply and demand model. Supply is low, demand is high. So it goes to the highest bidder.
Mm.
China's, you know, takes quite a bit.
Oh, a huge chunk.
Yep.
But they're not, well, they are a superpower, but they're not the main one just yet. Or they're almost there.
But they're trying to halt that, aren't they?
And the CCP, yeah. That's once they take over, and it's game over, I think.
That's it.
But so what can the people of Great Britain do then? let's go small, because that's obviously, we're talking international institutes, we're talking governments, you know, what can everyday folk do? And you give a great tip at the beginning is, you know, switch to Tesco brand or Asda brand food. That's a way. So just some little hints and tips before we check out here. Can you give to our listeners?
Well, turn down the thermostat, you know, a couple of degrees. Make sure you've got your heating autumn and winter, late autumn, early winter. Look at switching on your timers on your heating. Make sure it's only used when you're actually at home.
Yeah, and only boil enough water in your kettle that you need. Don't like fill the, some people do that, just fill the whole kettle up. That's wasting water and energy.
If you can, this is a big one, get in advance. Get one of those snoods.
What's the snood?
So it's like a full body onesie.
Oh, I've seen people wear them.
Yeah, okay. I've seen loads of
massive,
people.
They're quite massive, aren't they? Like,
yes, they're huge. Them. So what you do
is, I know
is
what a onesie is, but what's the difference between a snood and a onesie then?
So the onesie is like your body shape, isn't it? Yeah. It's like you. It's like a boiler suit.
Yeah. Yeah.
One is like the orange jumpsuit from Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good reference to you. And yeah, the snood is more like an oversized.
It's, like it's an oversized jumper.
Yeah, or
so
a hood snood, top.
So what you do is, yeah, and it's got a hood on it. And what it basically does is, you know, if you're sat on the sofa or wherever you are, you can crouch into a ball and just cover yourself up. So if you're sat in front of the TV, instead of having your legs,
but it keeps you warm, basically.
Yeah.
It keeps you warm, which means you can turn the heating off or, you know, down or even off.
Yeah, you'll need some for the kids and for the dog as well, if you've got a dog or a cat.
A cat.
You'll need like for the whole family, wouldn't
family.
You?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we've covered most of the aspects that we could. So I think we'll leave it here for now. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you found our discussion about the current state of UK politics and current affairs insightful. We will see you next week for another great episode. Until then, take care and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.